We are visiting with Chris Path, the CEO of Knox County, Indiana Economic Development. It's been a few weeks since we visited due to the holiday season and scheduling, and we're happy to have him back to talk about what's happening in his office.
Thanks, Dave. I appreciate you having me.
We're only in the second month of the year. It's been a busy year already and getting busier, and we know that the application deadline for the Ready 2.0 grants coming up on the 23rd, so we'll just start out and ask how that process is going so far.
Yeah, there's we actually have a couple of deadlines coming up soon that both for the Ready Grant program through the state and then the Lilly Endowments College and Community Grant program. So I'll talk a little bit about both of those, but starting with the Ready Grant, as we've discussed before, you know, we've been working for months now putting together a regional strategy. And just as a reminder, we fall in the what we call the Indiana First region that includes Knox County, Pike, Perry, Spencer, and Harrison counties as well. Kind of that trace across Southwest Indiana. And so we've been working with our regional partners to identify the types of things that are needed to basically grow the region. Many of the communities are like Knox in that we've lost population for more than a couple decades now, and I truly believe that our biggest threat to our economies across this region is population loss, and again, that's something that we've all experienced. And so what the state is looking for is basically a regional strategy for the things that we can be doing over the next decade or so that will help turn that that population trend around and make it go in the other direction. And tied very closely to that is housing. I think almost everybody understands how tight the housing markets are. That's not unique to us. I think, many communities across the whole country are experiencing that. But so what you're likely going to see will be projects that concentrate on public infrastructure for, housing development, and specifically a lot more multifamily housing. You may recall that in our 2021 housing study that we conducted, what we found is that the large majority, like more than 90% of our housing units across the county, were built before, before like 1993. So there's been very little multifamily construction over the, over the last couple of decades. And so that, I think that's really hurt our opportunity to attract more people to our community. We've even heard from some local employers that they'll have people accept jobs and then call, a week later and say, I can't come because I can't find a place to live. So, we're pretty, we're in a bad spot when those types of, stories are being heard. So anyway, long story short, it's likely that we'll see some additional housing projects for this next round, and also potentially some additional quality of place type local amenity type projects where we want to improve the community and make it more attractive for people who want to migrate here. So,
right. I know you had a online survey up for people to submit projects. Is that still live or?
It is actually, yep. And I don't recall the URL off the top of my head, but I can send that to you if you want to share that on any of your media opportunities. But yes, so we are still soliciting primarily developers and folks who have the means to be able to come up with the required match. And just as a reminder, the way the Ready program works is that the state, as they look at all the projects we have, it's what I would describe as a 20-20-60 model. So let's say you had, just for sake of ease of explaining, let's say you had a $10,000 project. $2,000 of that could come from Ready Money. $2,000 of that is expected to be local match. So you know, coming from somewhere locally, and then 60% private. So that's the model across the region of what the state's expecting us to do. So for each project, that's the kind of the percentages of what we're looking at. So it's got, can't just be, you know, the ready money be 100% of what you're trying to do. It's meant to leverage both local and private investment to go along with the state dollars.
All right. We're visiting with Chris Paff from Knox County, Indiana Economic Development. And you mentioned that the College Community Grant Program deadline is also coming up. Kind of re-educate us on what that is and what's happening with it.
Yeah, so Lilly Endowment recently extended to all four-year schools across the state an opportunity to receive some pretty significant grant dollars, up to $25 million per community. And the intent of the program is to make investments not on campus, but in the communities that surround our universities across the state, and make those cities more attractive to not only students, but faculty members and other folks that may be looking at coming to work at VU, for example. And so, similar to the READY program, the Lilly Endowment has said that the College and Community Collaboration Grant, or CCC for short, that the CCC money can be about 30% of the total investments. So we've got to identify a lot more private investment for that program. And it's also complementary to READY. So we can, we can use Lilly money as the private match, or part of the private match for READY, and then vice versa. We could use READY money to match the CCC, if that makes sense. So we've been working with the university and the city and the county and the hospital, for example, and the Redevelopment Commission, to all look at ways that specifically Vincennes, looking at future investments for downtown Vincennes, and making that, that corridor basically between the university and downtown a more attractive place. And I think what you're likely to see there is additional housing options. Again, going back to, housing being tied to our, population goals. We want to make investments in that area. So that's all still in the planning process, but we're looking forward. I think that, this program is likely going to be probably one of the most significant, very direct investments in downtown Vincennes that we've seen for many years.
Definitely an exciting opportunity there. We will keeping tabs with you to find out how that comes to fruition. Your office is always looking to improve and help people in business with workforce development, and we know that a new employee there has been working hard on that.
Yeah, so I think we've talked in the past about how we recognized last year that we needed to add more capacity to our office. And so our new director of business development, Mary Jo Orlowski, joined us back in October. And so she's been working very closely with our workforce development committee and some other talent attraction programs to, just look at the things that we're doing across the county and the region, and really working closely with the Workforce Development Board that covers our whole region, and making sure that local companies understand what programs are out there that can assist them. And I'll give you one example. The state each year has a certain amount of dollars for training opportunities for companies that, reach out and utilize that. And historically, we haven't seen, I think Knox County has been underrepresented when it comes to, taking advantage of those programs. So Mary Jo is working hard to make sure that local employers understand what's out there. There are programs that can help reduce their costs for things like training or other workforce, apprenticeship type things that we want to make sure that all of our companies understand exist.
That is something that businesses and individuals need more education, is just how much help there is available to them. And that's why we talk to you each month, to learn more about those assistance, and that it does exist. Touch on another issue we'd like to talk about is child care in the region. It is a hot topic in the state. Legislature is looking at various initiatives related to the subject, and some help in that area did come to Knox County just recently.
I was very pleased to see that we got a maximum award from the state just in the last couple of months, and basically a $750,000 child care grant, and that money is going to go to support a new program, or I guess you could describe it as an expanded program that the Vincennes Community School Corporation is partnering with the YMCA and a company called Building Blocks, which is a child care like consulting nonprofit. And so the school corporation will be expanding their basically their pre-K program for three-year-olds. And so we'll be refurbishing a space that has previously been used for early learning and childcare at the YMCA. So this will be a partnership between the Y, our office, and the school corporation, but also includes other employers like the city and the university and the hospital, so that their employees and others in the community can take advantage of this. This initial program is specific to three-year-olds, but there may be some additional support for child care that comes out soon that may expand that to even open that up for younger kids, but that hasn't been decided yet. But we're excited to be a part of that, and we know that childcare is certainly something that that impacts people's ability to either seek employment or go back to work because it's so expensive that additional seats and additional programs to help people afford that are very important. And it is, it is a workforce development issue, so that's why. You may ask, why is an economic development office interested in childcare? We see the direct link between how that can impact a person's, decision to seek employment. And so, if we can do things to help with that, then that's why it's important.
Yeah, I know the Indiana Senate yesterday passed a bill on childcare to incentivize people to get into the business and start working in the business. And I think the quote from the senator that introduced the bill was that child care is Indiana infrastructure. It just is.
Yeah, it is. I mean, just like things like broadband, capacity and accessibility and child care and housing. I mean, all those are basic needs that that we need to do what we can to help encourage.
All right. Anything else you want to add before we wrap things up this morning?
Well, I think, there's just so many good things going on right now. It is hard to keep up with all the opportunities. I feel like we've really hit the ground running this year, and I wouldn't describe 2024 as easing into it. It's been kind of nonstop with all the things that are out there that we ought to be taking advantage of. So we're doing our best to keep up with that. And I think people can expect great things as we look over the next few years of all these things we've been talking about this morning coming to, coming about. And I think a lot of good things are about to happen. So.
All right. Chris Paff with Knox County, Indiana Economic Development. And as always, we appreciate your time today. Look forward to talking to you again soon.
All right. Thanks, Dave.